Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So why were producer Dan and his girlfriend Kaylee driving the streets of Woburn at 11 p.m. last night instead of being tucked cozily into their bed?
Is this where I come in?
Mm.
All right. So it is a Tuesday night. It's about 9:45, 10 o'clock. We're sitting on the couch. We're watching an episode of Stranger Things. There's 7 minutes left in this episode. I'm starting to fall asleep. Mm-hmm. So as soon as we wrap this up, I'm heading to bed. And with 7 minutes left in the episode, Kaylee jumps up and screams. And I go, Jesus, what's going on? And she says, I just saw a mouse.
I thought you were going to say she just saw Vecna.
No, she would have been less scared of Vecna. We would have put Kate Bush on and been fine. There's no...
So good, Dan.
So now she's freaking out. I'm half asleep. I did not see a mouse. And I made the grave mistake of questioning her and saying, you sure you didn't just see a shadow out of your peripherals?
Mm-hmm.
Don't do what I did. That was not the right thing to do. So now she has me. She's like, it ran. It scampered. It ran into the bathroom. It was in the kitchen. I saw it. So I get up. I get a plunger in case I have to kill a mouse. And I check the bathroom. I don't see it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm checking under the sink, all the corners. And she goes, well, maybe it ran into the guest room because they're next to each other. So I get in there. I'm looking under the guest room bed, looking every corner. I don't see a mouse. And she's like, I don't know where it is, but I saw a mouse. And I'm like, well, maybe it scampered out whatever way it scampered in then. Like, in my mind, this is a let's figure it out tomorrow issue.
Because you want to go to bed.
It's 10 o'clock at night and my alarm goes off at 4 a.m.
Yes, sir.
And I don't see a mouse. I look for it. I can't find a mouse.
Did you see any mouse droppings?
No, there was no signs of a mouse previous. All there right. were no mouse droppings or like mm-hmm. not on bot.
That's usually a dead giveaway. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, no, we've seen nothing until she said she saw a mouse last night.
Says the rat czar of Boston.
Yeah. I'm the mouse czar. I don't have rats. Yeah. I'm not dirty.
I did say that last time. I was like, Kennedy has a lot of experience.
I do. I'm here for you. What can I do?
So now I say maybe we figure this out tomorrow and I'll go get some rat, like mouse traps or something.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't fly. So we're out in the car at 10:30 at night on a Tuesday together. I'm cranky because I want to be in bed, and I don't even know if there is a mouse. She's cranky because I didn't jump all in on the mouse train.
You're gaslighting her.
I'm gaslighting. Exactly what she said. I'm gaslighting her. So now we're both a little cranky in the car, very late, past
my
our
bedtime. My palms are sweaty.
And we go to two different gas stations because everything else is closed, neither of which have mouse traps. One didn't even know what we were talking about. We had to show him a picture of a mouse trap. Like, and then she calls her mother at 10:30 at night, wakes her up, and she's like, do you have a mouse trap? And she said, yes. She's like, well, I'm going over there. I said, well, drop me off first. So I go back to the house. I get in bed. Kaylee comes back at 11, and I hear just ferocious rumbling in the kitchen. So I get up. I go over there. I hit record on my phone, and this is what happens.
Come here, Mick. Mickey.
Are you ready?
No, I'm still getting ready for battle.
It is 11 o'clock at night on a Tuesday. What are you doing?
Carefully placing peanut butter on a mouse trap. I bought 8. I was the only person in Walgreens at 10:45 at night. Because I'm terrified. I think tomorrow morning, I'm going to be by myself in the apartment. I'm going to hear snap!
Explain to everybody why we're doing this.
It was actually a really great night. Dan had dinner cooked, and then we were watching Stranger Things all night. And then all of a sudden, I saw at the corner of my eye, I see something running underneath the dishwasher. And I was like, Kaylee, it's in your brain. It wasn't in my brain. It was real life. It was like this big. He's like a little tiny baby. I think he's a baby. Looked over at me, and he scurried. Scurried into the bathroom. In the-
Do it again. Do it again.
Those are scurrying noise.
He looked at me.
They made eye contact.
Scurried into the bathroom. And then you went in and you're like, don't see a mouse. I said, then he's in the guest room. Don't see a mouse in the guest room.
I checked both places.
Because you think you saw a mouse.
By the way, I love her impersonation of you, yeah. Which is every woman's impersonation of her man.
Best room.
I checked both places.
Because you think you saw a mouse. And I said, okay, Walgreens is open. So I was going to go to Walgreens. And you said, you're going to go to Walgreens at 10 o'clock at night because you think you saw a mouse? Just the tone. The tone.
No,
so then we went to two gas stations at 10 o'clock on work night. Then you called your mom and woke her up.
And I said, you got peanut butter? My mom said, yep. I said, you got a mouse trap? She said, yep. I said, on my way. I dropped you off. You're not a believer.
Why are you so freaked out right now?
Because I saw a mouse in my apartment, in my top floor apartment. I didn't think I was going to have to worry about this, but here we are at 11 o'clock at night.
He's a penthouse mouse. He wants to be on the top floor.
No, for real. He is a penthouse. You know what? Good for him.
You said it was a baby?
He's a little baby.
Are you okay with snapping his little baby neck?
Yeah. Goner. I actually really think he went underneath the sink. Like, that's not even a joke. I legit think he went underneath the sink. Dan!
Oh. What are you trying to do, bro? Don't poke the bear.
You talk about the way I deal with Lana?
Don't bro, poke the bear.
Have you not learned anything
I
from
know,
me?
I know, right?
No,
you've had years to
not.
Watch.
Dan!
I saw him. I jumped.
This is a serious operation. All I wanted was a cat. You said no, so here we are.
Oh,
that's my fault.
There it is.
I just want a cat.
You okay?
No.
You're scared?
Yeah. I think he's in my closet. You didn't check the closet, did you?
I'll check the closet.
Keep going now.
And then I'm going to lie down because it's 11 o'clock and I wake up at 4 a.m.
Mickey, whenever you're ready. I'm just showing you where I'm putting all these so that you don't step on them at 4 in the morning.
If I step on a mousetrap at 4 a.m., I'm going to raise hell.
Hopefully they'll be used by them. Do you believe in that there's a mouse?
I believe...
You
saw something in your
would
periphery.
What would you rather me see? Ghost or a mouse? What would you rather me see in this apartment?
Ghost, 100%.
Same, actually.
There's no mouse in the closet.
How do you know that, baby?
Babe, it's 11 o'clock at night. If there's a mouse, he'll be here in the morning. We're just roommates right now.
He doesn't pay rent. He doesn't pay rent.
Let's go to bed.
Hold on, I gotta go put my peanut butter away.
All right.
But do you believe me?
Yes, dear.
I'm not sure if I believe her.
Babe, I hear you.
I'm crying.
Oh, my gosh.
So Stuart Little is running around the apartment and we got beef.
So she wants a cat.
She wanted a cat before this. Now she has more ammunition for a cat.
Yeah.
It feels like it may be in 2026 problem because I leave the last 2 weeks of this month. But yeah, it feels like we're probably getting a cat.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.